Arungu Kangata calls for better policies to improve livelihoods of Kenyans. Maranga Governor Arungu Kangata has called upon both national and county leaders to come up with strategies and policies that will eradicate poverty and improve the livelihoods of Kenyans. Kangata observed that despite the country attaining independence 60 years ago, a large number of Kenyans are languishing in poverty. He said the time has come for leadership in this country to develop and implement various programs meant to uplift the livelihoods of vulnerable citizens. The governor, who spoke during Jamhuri Day celebrations at Ruri Stadium in Mathioya sub-county, cited the Asian countries that attained independence later than Kenya, but currently, they are among the developed nations. It's worrying to see a big population of Kenyans who cannot afford basic needs. As leaders, we need to think and employ pragmatic strategies that will see alleviation of livelihoods in this country, he said. Kangata continued, here in Maranga we have started various programs aimed to uplift the lives of the vulnerable residents. We have a health program dubbed Kangata Care, which has registered more than 40,000 residents to access quality health care for free. The governor further said in agriculture, the subsidy program among others has enabled farmers to reap big from their farm produce and dairy products. The national government also works towards curbing high levels of poverty by implementing programs that will see Kenyans earn more from their economic activities, he added. Kangata cited exploitation and graft as some of the reasons that have led to high levels in the country, calling the relevant government agencies to ensure public resources are used prudently for the benefit of Kenyans. On his part, Maranga County Commissioner Patrick Makuria directed the management of local coffee factories to beef up security to protect farmers' produce. This is the harvesting season for coffee. Due to the lucrative prices of the cash crop, the theft of coffee at factories has gone up, and it's the responsibility of the management of the factories to ensure farmers' produce is protected. Employ competent security guards and install CCTV in the factories to prevent coffee delivered in your factories being stolen. Farmers are waiting for payment, and if their coffee is stolen, it means there will be no payment, stressed Makuria. He asked managers of the factories to cooperate with police and other members of the county's security team to protect farmers' coffee. After the coffee is packaged in sacks, managers need to get armed security officers from the county police commander, who will escort the coffee to the specified destination, he added. Makuria further observed that the county in the recent past has experienced increased cases of suicide. Every month we get a report about a person who has taken his life through suicide. The problem cuts across all the 9 sub-counties within Maranga. The large number of those who have committed suicide are men. I appeal to residents to speak out about their challenges to people they trust. Seek also help from relevant government offices. It's disheartening to be losing people through suicide, stated the commissioner.